Good morning, Brussels. Xavier here, your mannequin voice, and it's Wednesday, 18th of March, 2026. Let's dive into the stories shaping the capital.
Salute from Lien. We woke up to 7 degrees, feeling closer to 5 with a crisp easterly breeze, but the sun will push us up to about 14 later, so keep the scarf for the commute and sunglasses for lunch.
Security headlines first. Bart De Wever backs keeping army patrols around Jewish schools and synagogues, saying the threat picture still justifies it, even if Interior Minister Verlinden is annoyed about troops doing police work.
And that high-profile police violence investigation stays with the same examining judge. The Brussels prosecutor said no bias was proven, so the inquiry into the officers continues unchanged.
Meanwhile, the federal iPolice IT scandal keeps mushrooming. Raids, leaks, magistrates blaming each other, meaning justice could take months before it even reaches a courtroom.
Closer to home, Brussels authorities just imposed an overnight curfew on bars and brothels in the northern quarter to calm drug dealing and violence, with more patrols promised for residents trying to sleep.
Economy now. Oil price spikes are hitting Brussels fuel importers immediately, squeezing SME cash flow, and natural gas benchmarks across Europe are edging back up, reviving worries about next winter's bills.
Households also have to watch for suppliers tweaking tariffs mid-month. Some Belgian energy contracts now shift rates without waiting for the calendar, so double-check that invoice. And Flanders wants to scrap pre-sale inspections for used cars, which could lighten admin for Brussels garages selling over the regional border.
Health and housing. Chirac just opened a dedicated menopause clinic in Ottergem with coordinated hormonal, nutrition, and mental health support, while a Brussels lab is testing a nasal spray aimed at bacteria linked to long COVID fatigue and brain fog.
If you're struggling to pay rent, today's reminder is to request a payment plan fast and involve CPAS before eviction papers land. Courts also gave a jail sentence to a landlord who kept renting an unsafe flat, so enforcement is tightening.
Politically, Les Engagés want communes to cut twinning deals with French cities run by the far right, arguing Brussels shouldn't celebrate partners that undermine democratic values.
Mobility Watch. Hundreds of riders signed a petition to save the adapted taxi bus door-to-door service so people with reduced mobility aren't stranded, and the 2026 rush hour counts show cyclists still surging, strengthening the case for safer junctions and permanent bike lanes.
Transport safety is under review too after a teenager in Antwerp was critically injured by a tram. STIB is double-checking fast-line crossings to avoid a similar tragedy.
Culture and community bring some lighter notes. A new exhibition in federal parliament will honor victims of the 22 March attacks. Bart Van Loo launched a geotagged Burgundian podwalk. And Kaitranada booked a 14 June date at ING Arena for the electro fans.
The Brussels Times also dropped a top 10 chocolatier list if you need Easter planning inspo, and neighborhood groups are gearing up for a March cleanup blitz across parks and squares. Volunteers welcome.
At EU level, leaders gathering in town want to push Gaza diplomacy while reminding everyone this war is not Europe's. Charles Michel says it's still too early to reopen dialogue with Moscow, and Belgium now has to roll out salary reporting tools under the EU Pay Transparency Directive.
Add in the updated sustainable finance taxonomy, clarifying what counts as green investment plus NATO partners tightening cyber ties, Brussels remains the coordination hub.
That's your sunrise tour. Enjoy the blue sky, keep an eye on those energy readings, and support the neighbors fighting for mobility access.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with fresh headlines, and until then, keep Brussels curious and kind.